We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 86 degrees. Again, it's our 384th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guests on the line, and we're going to bring them in right now. And we're going to say good morning to Ken and Darlene Nelson. And how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Si. Thank you.
Thanks awesome. Let's bring you up just a little bit louder. Okay, let's see once how things are now. Where are we talking to you guys?
Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
Cottage Grove. Awesome. Okay, now I got you too loud, so we'll bring that down a little bit. And we'll probably talk to Ken first. Ken, what's it like down in Cottage Grove this morning?
It's about the same temp as you have there in Chasm country there.
All righty. And
pretty nice day. Pretty nice day.
Pretty nice day, you bet. And you've been born and raised in Cottage Grove, Ken, or where were you born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised Cottage Grove. Went all the way through school, through high school here, and never drifted too far away from our hometown here. So.
Okay. Very good. And how about Darlene? Where were you born and raised, Darlene?
I was born right here in Cottage Grove also.
Really?
So my whole life I've been here.
Okay. Went to school in the local high school there, graduated and all?
Yep. Went to school at Park Senior High and went on and did some college and
okay.
Just love it here.
Good. Yeah. Did you take music as a youth or in school, or how did you get started in music?
You know, I did have choir in high school and everything, and some junior high, and then Kenny and I, we were both in different bands, and that's kind of how we met. So he was in a band called Shoreside of Country with Larry Shorn out of River Falls, and I was with a band called Stampede out of Wisconsin also, and that's kind of how we met. He knew the guys in my band.
Okay. All right. And I understand, Darlene, that you play fiddle and you do a lot of the vocals. Is that correct?
Yes. I play fiddle, guitar, and the vocals.
All right. Ken, how about yourself? Talk about a little bit about what you play.
I play a lead guitar and a Fender Telecaster guitar, and also do some selections on the acoustic six string as well, and a six string banjo, which what they call a banjitar.
Okay.
It sounds like a banjo, but it tunes like a guitar. So I had no learning curve.
Pretty neat. Ken, when did you get started in music? Were you in grade school, high school? Where'd you pick up music?
Grade school, Si. 9 years old, I got the desire to play a guitar after I saw all these beautiful silver tone guitars on display at the Sears store in St. Paul. Mom went in to get a sewing machine that day. Dad and I went upstairs, and I spotted these beautiful guitars, and Mom graciously gave up her dream of getting a sewing machine that day so I could get that guitar. So,
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. And been playing it ever since then, huh?
Yeah. Started with the Johnny Cash stuff, just learning them off of records, just putting that needle down on the vinyl.
You go. You bet.
Playing it over and over and learning that way by ear.
Absolutely. That's very good.
I actually started when I was 5 years old. That's when I did my first, I had a recording that we put on our CD when I was 5 years old. So.
Really? Wow. That's awesome. Very good. Now, do you guys have a family at all?
No children and no pets. So.
Okay. So you're free to travel once, and things are probably opening up for you now. Where were you before COVID hit? Were you guys performing regularly, I suppose?
Yes. We had a lot of jobs lined up for outdoor parks and things. But a lot of them have rebooked us for this year, which is awesome.
Oh, that's great. You bet. And have you been playing already, or do you got stuff coming now, or what does it look like?
Yes, we've been playing once a month. We play at a place in Foley called Mr. Jim's on a Sunday from 1 to 5.
Okay.
We do that once a month. And then we have a lot of outdoor shows. We have Meet Me Under the Bridge next Friday, and that is in Wabasha, Minnesota, at Heritage Park. and that's June 18th, a Friday, from 7 to 8:30. And then we play a Hinckley outdoor concert, and that is at the Westside Park there in Hinckley, called Sweet Summer Sounds Concert Series. And that starts at 6:30 on June 24th, a Thursday.
Okay.
And then we do, we have a lot of, we have like Lindstrom Harmony in the Park in July. We play Crow Wing County Fair. We do Game Fair, which is in Ramsey. And that will be on a Friday August 20th.
Okay.
That will be August 20th on a Friday at 6:30. We play Game Fair, and that's the nation's largest outdoor sporting event. So yeah, that should be real fun. And State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, also will be opening day.
Music on a stick.
All right. very good.
In our stage.
Uh-huh. Well, that's awesome. And we're talking about Darlene and the Boys is who folks will be going to see. How long you guys been going as Darlene and the Boys?
Probably since
2012. Before that,
probably maybe. Since 2012. We had a band for years called Showdown with my dad. So my dad played rhythm guitar and sang with me, and so that was about 12 years for that. And then after I was in Stampede first, and then we started Darlene and the Boys, and that was in 2012-ish.
Yeah,
or something
maybe a little
like
bit
that.
Before that.
Yeah, maybe before that, but yeah.
We got some wonderful band members. We got Mike Peterson on drums and vocals, and Kevin Barnes, vocals and bass guitar, and Eddie Schmidt, just a wonderful musician there. Steel guitar, saxophone, guitar, accordion.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff
he
plays.
Even plays the spoons. We tell people we met Eddie playing spoons at the fork in the road.
There you go. All righty. And what will the folks come to expect when they see you guys? Do you primarily country, or do you do some 50s or rock or any old time, or what is it like?
Yeah, we're basically classic country, so the older country like Johnny Cash music and different things like that, but we can mix it up. Like if we're playing a casino, once in a while we play casinos, and then we'll mix it up a little more, you know.
50s rock and roll, you know, and that we even throw a polka in it.
Throw a polka or whatever.
You bet. We love that music.
That's great.
Whatever the crowd's looking for.
I was going to say, the bands that seem to be most successful these days are the ones that can do a little variety. Folks, you know, if you do a good job on the classic country, they really enjoy it. But there's always going to be one in the crowd that says, can't you play this rock and roll or 50s number or something?
Oh, sure. Yep, and sure. We can always throw in old-time rock and roll.
There. Well,
with our...
And you hate to disappoint.
Our steel player on sax for that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you hate to disappoint when they're asking for something. So, yeah, if you can do a variety, that seems to satisfy everyone. That's great. Well, good.
Sure.
Well, that's good. Where are some of the places you were playing up until COVID?
Wow.
You know, basically a lot of the ones we have for this year were scheduled last year. So, and then we do, you know, like I say, some casinos, like we did St. Croix Casino, Danbury. We've done a casino in Michigan that we do once in a while. It's called the Island Resort and Casino. And then we've done many other casinos and different places. We play just, you know, Mr. Jim's all the time, once a month.
Yeah.
And just wherever.
Outdoor concerts.
Yeah.
And then Darlene and I, we also do, we love performing at senior communities, assisted living places. So Darlene and I go out, we do that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
You know, we even, you know, with the whole COVID thing, we had a, you know, kind of structure around that with their programming and stuff. And we played outside for that stuff.
We also did quite a few things in Nashville. I was on a show called Be a Star, and then also that led up to me meeting the guys that did a CD for us out there in Tennessee. And then I did the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree. I did that like three different times with some of the Grand Ole Opry stars that were on there. And also we did a show called Shotgun Red Variety Show out there in Nashville.
Maybe you heard of him, Cy. He's originally from the Brainerd area. Steve Hall. The late Steve Hall.
I have heard of him, and seen him on when we've seen excerpts on TV from Nashville. And, yeah, very entertaining.
Just a wonderful guy, a wonderful friend. We're so heartbroken when he just suddenly passed away.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just a great, great guy, great friend.
Okay, yeah. Well, you guys are making a lot of music, it sounds like. Is that your main source of income, or do you both have day jobs too as well?
Well, I have my own cleaning business, home cleaning, and Jenny's retired. I had 36 years as a custodian for a public school system out here, and 2013 I hung the dust mop up, Si.
You did, huh? Well, congratulations. You reached the promised land, huh?
Yeah. I got to the rank of Colonel Urinal, I guess. And I couldn't go any higher than that. So.
Okay.
It was a great job. It was a very secure job.
Well, that's great. And most people always speak highly of their jobs. You know, it's what paid the bills and put food on the table all those years. So how can you knock it, huh?
That's exactly right.
And paid for those trips to Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, indeed. And while we're at it, I just want to send a shout-out, if I may, to our dear friend Ken Erickson. He played with the Wee Willie Band, and he's the one that got this whole thing kind of rolling for us. So.
Yes. Kenny mentioned that you guys would do really well on the interview here, and you've got a nice gig going there. And so we're always looking for good guests, and glad to have you guys. So,
thanks for having us.
You bet. So I tell you what, if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you guys and close out the show, if that's all right.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you.
You bet. So it's the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. This coming Sunday, a week from today, is Father's Day. It's time to switch things up. Instead of the usual necktie, why not come into the St. Joe Meat Market and buy Dad one of those delicious steaks for on the grill, and one for yourself while you're at it as well. Yum! And frozen T-bones are on sale for just $12.99 per pound while supplies last right now. Also, with the canning season now in full swing, there is a nice supply of canning lids and rings, and also just the lids. Both the regular size and wide mouth side for all of your canning needs. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Hawaiian brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this upcoming weekend is the St. Joe Knights of Columbus. Come on out on Friday and Saturday. Show your support for a great organization while enjoying a burger and fries or a brat and a beverage. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market. So like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Wishing each and every one of you dads out there a happy Father's Day. And Darlene and Ken, for being our guests on the show, this is how it works. We've got a nice meat package put up at the meat market there, along with Chasm. We mail that out to you. Priority mail should have it in a day or so. Hope that you both enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Awesome. That sounds great. Wonderful.
My mouth is watering already.
You've played a few festivals over the years where you've gotten to indulge in a brat and a beverage or so?
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Turn it down a good brat.
Isn't that just the best, that outdoor food? So many times you smell that grill.
I love it.
You bet. And just the atmosphere and everything. People are just so festive. It just makes everything taste so good. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy. I see some of the fairs are opening up. I've gotten a brochure from Stearns County Fair. You mentioned the state fair. Everything's a go there for that one, the way it sounds?
Yep. They said that we're going to be on opening day at the DNR stage.
Oh, good for you guys. Oh, that is just incredibly awesome.
we start in the morning at 10 and then 12, 2, 4, and 6, I believe.
Alternate with somebody else probably, huh?
Yeah, in between the our performances, they have DNR presentations.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, that's a great place to play to get some exposure. Boy, a lot of people come through those gates there, huh?
Oh, and it's going to be our 8th year there.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. We really enjoy it.
Yeah, we do.
You
meeting
bet.
People, that's what it's about, meeting the people.
So who takes charge there, Ken? Who is in charge of calling up the what you're going to play and, you know, sets the sound system? Does everybody have their own job, or how does it all work out for you guys?
Well, yeah, we kind of work together on that, but, you know, we sometimes get there early. We like getting there early if we can, if the venue allows that, and just to take our time, set everything up, get a tent to make sure things work. And Darlene does a lot of the set list. She brings that all together, and
Kenny does a lot of the running the sound.
Yeah. And with all this digital stuff, you know, we have apps on phones, and someone can be out in the audience helping us, assisting us with an app on the phone for our digital board.
And the other guys in our band are real knowledgeable about sound and everything.
They sure are. Yeah, they really are.
Well, that's great. And, that's great. You guys play by ear, got all the words all memorized, or do you need cheat sheets, or how does it work out for you guys?
I always have everything memorized.
You
so
do.
I don't have any type of cheat sheet or anything, but
yeah, most of it's by ear, too.
Yeah, most by ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
My ears are getting sore trying to bend down playing with mine on those strings.
Yeah. <My ear. laughs>
Very good. Very, very good. Who, Ken, who's your favorite entertainer over the years as you're growing up?
You know, I would have to say a male singer, entertainer, performer, if I really had to choose, probably would be Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Yeah, good choice there. Yep, he did so well for so many years.
Just his songwriting and his persona and, we saw Johnny quite a few times in concert.
Okay. How about you, Darlene? Who'd you favor over the years?
Well, I really like Patti Loveless.
Okay.
And I liked a lot of Highway 101.
Oh, okay.
Music. They were from here, or she's from here,
Paulette
Carlson. And I loved a lot of her music.
Okay. Very, very good. Very good. Well, time is running down already. It's amazing how fast time will go by. But I usually ask each and every person for a memorable moment or a memory or maybe something that's special in your career. We'll start with you, Darlene. Do you have a memory for us that you'd want to share? Maybe an award, maybe a bad experience getting stuck in a snowstorm, or what do you have for us?
Well, we did have a lot of snowstorm stories, but I have a really memory of being on the stage at the Shotgun Red Variety Show. They used the same staging or circle they put in there that Patsy Cline stood on and all these entertainers had stood on.
Oh,
and I was able to perform on that circle for that show. And that was really special.
Boy, that's great. How about you, Ken? What have you got for us?
I would say probably being a Johnny Cash fan, getting to know his lead guitar player of 30 years, Bob Wooten.
Oh, really?
And getting to perform with Bob in concert was something I'll never forget. We did that in New Ulm at the Turner Hall in New Ulm.
Really?
And when Johnny got sick, you know, he retired from touring, and Bob was driving tour buses for different artists like Gloria Estefan and Metallica and different people. And people, you know, some guy saw him coming through on a tour and recognized him and kind of revived his career and talked to him. They're coming out of retirement.
Bob Wooten, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So that was one of my highlights, I guess.
I guess. Well, that's really special. Well, guys, we really want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you guys, and I'm here, you know, still down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
Thank you, and we'll give you our website if anyone wants to.
Yeah, do that, do that. You bet.
It's DarleneAndTheBoys.com. So DarleneAndTheBoys.com. And is spelled out A-N-D. So.
All right. Well, that
is... The good Lord has been so good to us. We just thank him for all these blessings. So, and just meeting and visiting with you and the folks in the, today, it was just a real blessing for us, and we thank you.
Well, that is great. Thank you so much again, guys. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you down the road sometime.
All right.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There they go. Ken and Darlene Nelson. They are our 384th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on Chasm. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Darlene and the Boys in just moments. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 384th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're now at 11 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 87 our current temperature, and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, now 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 86 our temperature right now. We've been jumping up and down between 86 and 87, and those winds blowing up pretty good out of, I believe it's the northwest the way it looks like. Actually, right now, according to our Community Technology Weather Center station, looks like it's out of the southwest right now. So I've been shifting around just a little bit out there. All right, we're going to get into music right now by Darlene and the Boys. A nice interview with Ken and Darlene Nelson out of Cottage Grove, Minnesota. And feature a little of their music right now. They've got a CD out, one called Darlene and the Boys Classic Country. And I'm going to start out with, well, they mentioned Johnny Cash. And so here's one that they do, Ken and Darlene, one by... that was originally done with Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, one called Jackson.
We got buried in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm on Snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
When I freeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Huh.
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn her loose of my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye's all she wrote. Well, the laugh at you. Jackson, I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man. I'll be waiting in Jackson. Me, I'm a Japan fan.
Well, now we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. We're going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back.
And there you have it, Darlene and the Boys, One Called Jackson, here on KASM. As we come up on 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading is at 87 here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Darlene and the Boys. This one, One Called Blue Rose Is.
Her dress, they're both ruby red. She thinks that's how you hide the pain you feel inside. She comes out every night to soak up the neon light. Her perfume fills the air. People stop and stare, but blue roses looking for the moon in someone's eyes. Blue roses willing to believe in someone's lies. Blue roses, petals have been crushed along the way. Oh, blue roses, just growing bluer every day. Drink one more dance, you might be her only chance. She needs someone to hold when the night is growing old. And if you don't mind the thorns, she'll take you in and keep you warm, lying in the dark in a bed of broken hearts. But blue roses looking for the moon in someone's eyes. Blue roses willing to believe in someone's lies.
Pretty tune there by Darlene and the Boys. One Call Blue Rose Is. And takes us to 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 87 our temperature here in Albany in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by our great tour sponsor. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours. They proudly bring us a first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Jeannie B's Tours, the tour company you should be considering these days. Now that things are opening up, it's a great time to think about traveling. And, of course, heading to the Medora Magical Memories Tour. There were 12 spots open as of last week. I haven't heard from Jeannie if she filled those yet, so maybe never too late to give a call to Jeannie and see what she can do for you. Her phone number, in case you want to give her a call real quick, let's find that for you. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours. And they're also talking about the Man in Black, Johnny Cash Tribute Tour. That's going to be happening July 21st at the Ives Theater in Bloomington, Minnesota. Now, this tour includes transportation, a guide, delicious lunch, show ticket, prizes, and treats on the coach. And the cost is just $93. Pickups for the tour are Sox Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, Richmond, and St. Joe, and also Clearwater. You want to call soon because the second bus is now filling. So, and then another awesome tour coming up July 27th through the 29th is one called Up Close and Minnesotan. It's 3 great days up north filled with Itasca Park, narrated boat cruise, the newly opened Park Rapids Summer Hill Farm Adventure, the Jasper's Theater musical at Park Rapids, a German dinner lunch at the Douglas Lodge in Itasca Park, and then stopping at the Shooting Star Casino lodging one night, and then Walker, Minnesota. So, yeah, it's a loaded itinerary, and the cost for that one is just $429 per person, and that's based on a double room. Great cabinitis cure is what Jeannie says, you bet. So, and she has got a lot more trips lined up. So it depends on what you're looking for. They do a lot of the daycations, so that's just when you leave home in the morning. You're home by night, if that's your choice. Or they have some of those overnighters. And Jeannie'd be happy to mail you out brochures, tell you information, whatever you're looking for. So once again, give Jeannie B, Jeannie Bonfig, a call. Her phone number, once again, 320-345-1581 for tour information. And again, that's Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, great traveling company. And now that the COVID is letting up, time to start hopping on those buses and enjoy the sights and sounds of the great U.S. No better traveling company to do it with than Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B's Tours is proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with our Darlene and the Boys. Here's Connie Smith tune, one called Once a Day.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time is taking all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day, all day long. And once a night, from dusk till dawn. I wish you were gone. It's once a day, every day, all day long. so glad that I'm not like a girl I knew one time. She lost the one she loved, then slowly lost her mind. She sat around and cried her life away. Lucky me, I'm only crying once a day, once a day. The only time I wish you were gone, once a day, every day, all day long. Once a day, every day, all day long.
Darlene and the Boys, one called Once a Day. Yes, Connie Smith number from Days Gone By. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a Hank Williams tune, one called Your Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheatin' heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. it's gonna tell on you.
Darlene and the Boys, Darlene Nelson, along with Ken Nelson and the Boys there. Classic country for you, one called Your Cheatin' Heart. Nice old Hank Williams number right there. Right now, we're going to put them to work on one called the Johnny Cash Medley, Darlene and the Boys.
Thank you. freed me from this prison, and that railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
One called the Johnny Cash Medley, Darlene and the Boys, off of their CD. And this one is one called Classic Country, Darlene and the Boys. We're now at 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 87 degrees in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Yes, Kevin got me set straight on that. Yes, he's got the big banner out there to prove it. Those Hustlers been around since, what, the early 70s, 60s, something like that. It says it right on the banner in Kevin's showroom there. It shows pictures of the early models and where they've transgressed to. So, yeah, head on out there and see it for yourself. It's really, really neat. Nice big banner in Kevin's showroom. Of course, Kevin has brand new Hustlers on hand there. They're all lined up in the showroom there. He's got them all assembled. Everything from the little Raptor on up to those big Super Zs and beyond. Yes, he's got them all out there for you. So depending on what your lawn size is, what your needs are, if you want something small, you can get into something for a little over $3,000 there. And yeah, those big ones will run up over $10,000. You can get them with lots of attachments on, so you can, depending on what your needs are. But Kevin can give you all the prices and statistics and help you figure out which one you're going to need. Now, Kevin does repair works on all makes and model. So, yeah, he specialized in those John Deere's way back in the day, then ran into these Hustlers and thought that was the machine of choice, and so took on that Hustler zero-turn lawnmower line and does a great job with them. Of course, Kevin can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do all that for you. He does accept trades, so if you've got old Bessie there getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile around there, so, yeah, he'll recondition, refurbish old Bessie. Put her out for sale if you're on the market for something used. You never know what you can find for sale out at Kevin's there in the used line of equipment as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And exciting news from Kevin's. He took on the Eagle Power line of equipment this year, and that is battery-powered equipment. So it's like a weed trimmer, chainsaw, lawnmower, self-propelled push lawnmower. There's just a number of power equipment that is powered by this 56-volt lithium battery. So, yeah, I happened to pick up the power unit, which is the power head and 4 attachments that come with it. So great, great piece of equipment there. I've used the weed trimmer already, have not gotten into the chainsaw or the edger yet, waiting for a little more moist weather for that edger. The ground is really hard right now, so I haven't tried it to see how it will work. The chainsaw, that we have to do too. We've got branches hanging down, so going to use that piece of equipment one of these next days. But yeah, it's just a nice piece of equipment, nice set of equipment there. And it comes with that 56-volt battery pack, and I did some weed trimming here the other day. I think I was out there for a little over 3 hours, and that battery was still going. So very, very powerful 56-volt arc lithium battery system that those systems have. And, of course, the blower, too, the handheld blower. Boy, does that have power. Kevin demonstrated it for us, and you will enjoy it. So check all of that out when you get out to Kevin's. And like we always encourage you, give Kevin a call. You know, he's kind of the one-man band out there. So puts in the family farm, and right now probably could be found out in the field cultivating if you don't call them ahead of time. So a lot of times they're out cultivating, maybe making some hay. You never know. A busy guy, yes, does a great job, but wants to be there when you get there. So again, give him a call before you decide to make the trip. 320-363-745. That's the number to call. And beautiful drive this time of the year, most any time of the year. Right now, it's so nice. The crops are coming up so nice. Could use a little rain, but boy, that corn is sure looking good for not having hardly any rain. Getting there close to knee high already, just jumping up every day. And it's fun to drive out Kevin's Way. Yeah, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. Just go down County Road 75 out of St. Joe, take a right onto County Road 3, head north. You'll see the big billboard there as you're supposed to turn. Kevin's Countryside, I think it still says spring sale. And yeah, that's going on right now at Kevin's Countryside. You head on down County Road 3 about 6 miles and look for that big yellow and orange sign hanging from the post in the ditch there. Kevin's Countryside, yes, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 87, our current temperature here in Albany. An Ann Murray tune coming your way next with Darlene and the Boys, one called Could I Have This Dance?
The songs they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I partner every night, 'cause when we're together it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Darlene and the Boys, an Anne Murray tune there, one called Could I Have This Dance? Taking us to 14 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. And yes, love that steel guitar there. Ed Schmidt on the steel guitar, also the saxophone, and picking up the accordion on some of the numbers as well. Kevin Barnes on the electric bass guitar, upright bass, and vocals. Mike Peterson doing the drumming and some vocals. Kenny Nelson on the electric guitar, acoustic guitar, and banjo guitar. And Darlene Nelson on the vocals and the fiddle. So nice sounding country band there, Darlene and the Boys. They pick up the pace here a little bit. One called I've Been Everywhere. A number of bands have done this one. Number of groups, Lynn Anderson, to name one. I've been everywhere.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas cover load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I've seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man, breathe the mountain air, man. Traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Windsor, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lava, Loma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocobilla, Barranquilla, Amberdilla, Amigail. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Annecy, Chicopee, Spear Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater's Lake, Ravine's Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Amabaca, Shepherdsville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Napatina, Pasadena, Galilee, see what I mean? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellersburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Adamora, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Traveled out, man, my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere. Can't believe it. We've been to all these places without GPS, boys.
All right. Darlene and the Boys, one called I've Been Everywhere. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 88 degrees now here in central Minnesota. This one called Making Believe, Darlene and the Boys.
Making believe that you still love me is leaving me alone and so blue. Still I'll always all I can do
but my happy hours I find are so few. Our plans for the future will never come true. Make you believe what else can I do? Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love. You'll never be mine. Make him believe I'll spend my lifetime love.
Darlene and the Boys with one called Making Believe. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 88, our current temperature here in Albany. A gospel tune on this CD, an old Roy Acuff number, one called I Saw the Light. Darlene and the Boys.
I wandered so aimless, like filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man who God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. So happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wander and astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Darlene and the Boys, one called I Saw the Light. Again, an old Roy Acuff number, gospel tune there, I Saw the Light. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 88 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with Darlene and the Boys, one called Storms Never Last.
thunder. You make the sun wanna shine. I followed you down so many roads, baby. I picked wildflowers and sung you soft, sad songs.
And every road we took, God knows our search was for the truth. And the storm brewing now.
Storms never last, do they, baby? Bad times all pass with the wind. Your hand in mine steals the thunder.
Darlene and the Boys, One Call, Storms Never Last. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.